Hi, Christian here. This is Chris Talks. Welcome to my podcast. Hi guys, welcome back to my podcast. I'm here with my special guest. He's a half Filipina, half German. And she is the very first winner of Kumu's Next Top Model Season 1. Let's all welcome Jo Kempf. Hi, Jo.
Hi, Mark. Good day. How are you?
I'm good. How about you, Jo?
I'm doing great as well.
All right. Thank you. For our listeners, Jo and I were on the same competition, Kumu's Next Top Model Season 1. And Jo became the first winner. I am the first loser. Just kidding. How are you, Jo? How's life?
I'm doing great. Especially after the competition. Yeah, life is good.
Yes, that's good. So before we start, I just want to know, how did you start in the modeling industry? How's your life back then before you became a first winner of Kumu's Next Top Model? Who is Jo Kempf?
So I started when I was 20 years old in the modeling industry. So actually, I can consider it very late because they're already joining at the age of 14 and 16. So I joined the modeling industry at the age of 20. And when I was on my fourth year college, I joined a lot of competitions, and afterwards I did some runways and collaborations as an OFW, as working in Singapore.
I see.
Yeah, that was my journey.
Are you a working student before?
Yeah, I also did working student when I was only in my fourth year.
So you were in Singapore on your fourth year college?
No. I worked in Philippines for your college, but my work was not related on the modeling industry because in Singapore, I only did modeling for fun, for my passion. I don't earn really for modeling when I just started modeling.
So you just got the motivation to do modeling when you were in Singapore.
Yeah, true.
So way back in Singapore, you're a freelance model. So tell us your experience as a freelance model in Singapore. And are you still a freelance model when you got back here in the Philippines?
So I started freelancing before I went to Singapore. Then I continued freelancing when I'm in Singapore. And I started freelancing when I was in the Philippines in my province, which is Bicol. And I usually join modeling competitions, like just to mention Pacific Next Top Model, the search for BNY Ambassadors, and Mr. and Miss Supernational. And after college, I worked in Singapore for 3 years. And while working, I used some of my free time on doing photo shoots and runways. So I did modeling for 4 years on and off, since it was very hard for me to ipagsabay yung schedule ko.
Wow. Yeah. So how did you manage your time back in Singapore doing this modeling at the same time working as a full time?
Back then it was very hard for me because I only have one off per week. So I'm working 6 days a week. It's very hard because the off day I have is only on a weekday, and most photographers who are looking for collaborations or the runways who are looking for models is usually on a weekend. So it was very hard for me to look for an event that suits my off day or for me to make free time on a weekend.
I see. And then you told me before that you attended or joined contests in Singapore. Can you name a few contests in Singapore?
In Singapore, I didn't join contests. I only joined runways.
Oh, okay.
There was one runway. I forgot the name. Yeah, I think it's Runway Asia. Yeah. So back then in Singapore, I joined Runway Asia. I think I joined three 3 consecutive years. And the first time I joined the runway, it was like a runway for a cause. So all the proceeds went to a charity for the Cancer Society. Yeah, so that's it.
That's good. As a freelance model, did you get any payment after doing projects with them? Or as a freelance model, do you get paid?
Actually, it really depends on. So it depends on, because as a freelance model, you can look for real jobs that you can get paid off. But for me, most of my jobs are not considering jobs. Most of what I did as a model was more on collaborations. So, and considering I was still on a new model or not, I didn't have much experience. So I still looking for more experience. So I really didn't get that much paid that time because I'm still new in the industry and everything needs to start. Everything has a start.
Yes, true.
Yeah.
But I'm just so curious, why did you just start joining or being a model at the age of 20? Why not like during your teenager years?
It was really hard for me. Maybe one factor is considering I studied and I grew up in the province. There are not much opportunities, and sometimes there are opportunities, but you don't have like, for example, there's an opportunity in Manila, but you don't have the money to go to Manila. Or it was very hard. It was very challenging. So I tried to look for modeling opportunities, but it was very hard back then for me.
So as a freelance model, what are your struggles during those times?
So the biggest struggle as a freelance model is that you need to search for a modeling opportunities by yourself. So if you don't have much connections from the people in the industry, you need to search from social media or look for opportunities and jobs. And also, if you have a permanent jobs or if you're still studying, it is very hard to work out your schedule, like to work and modeling at the same time.
What was your full-time job back then?
So in Singapore, I worked in the retail industry.
So now after you became the first winner of Kumu's Next Top Model, your life really changed, you know, and now you're in an agency. So what is your life as a model now with an agency here in the Philippines?
So far I started my modeling career full-time last April. Yes.
That's good.
April 2021 under Women Management, a local modeling agency, and also L Scout Model Placement. So my life now as a model is like a dream come true. I already got a chance to be on the cover of a magazine, worked with professional and very well-known photographers, as well as hair makeup artists and talented designers. So it was a big pleasure for me. Yeah. And even there are a lot of challenges nowadays, not only as a model, but all of us experiencing a lot of challenges nowadays because of the pandemic. I still believe that everything will happen on the right time. And if it's for you, it will be it will come. It will be happen. So yeah, it's hard, especially now of the pandemic, but let's keep on fighting. We will reach what we want to
yes.
be.
Yes, of course. That's true.
Yes.
So I just wanna change the topic. You're in Manila, Philippines right now. So how's your life in Manila? And are you enjoying the life in Manila? Do you love the places? Do you love the food?
Oh, yeah. It's not that far when it comes to the food to the province, Bicol, but it's really far when it comes to the traffic and how hot it is here.
Yes.
I experienced a lot, like going to a job, doing photo shoots, and I need to commute by myself. And wow, yeah, the traffic is there. So usually if I go to a job and I'm not sure of the location, it happened like hours before I should be there. So
What
I'm
was
very
the
scared to
usual?
be late.
Yeah, what was the usual call time?
Usually at morning. So my last shoot was like 8 a.m. I think. Yeah, something like that, 8 a.m. And then I commuted until I think it's like 6:30 a.m. And
Oh,
then but then I said, okay, I will not go to the venue first because it's just like 5 minutes away if I will take the grab. So I will
yes.
just wait first in some other place before I will go to the venue. And I also don't want to be too early.
So true. I know the struggle because I work in Manila as well, so I know how is the traffic. And
Yeah.
if the call time is like around 6:30 a.m., have to wake up at 3 a.m. just to be there at
Wow.
6 a.m. It's
Wow.
really chaos.
Yeah.
Like the traffic is chaos at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
The traffic is piling up already. So
But maybe because for me, although the place was not so far, but I thought it was very far, so
At least you're enjoying your stay here in Manila.
I do.
How about the food? It's kind of different ba, or almost
Uh, I
the
oh, almost the same because I'm always cooking.
same. Oh, that's
Yeah, I
good.
prepare my own food as well.
You don't miss anything in Bicol.
Oh yeah, I miss Bicol Express.
Oh, I see.
Like the real Bicol Express.
Oh, okay. So you feel like the Bicol Express in Manila is not the same as the Bicol Express in Bicol?
I have to say, yeah, it's very different.
Not too spicy or what?
Not spicy at all.
I know. All right. So what's next for Joe Kempf?
Wow, thank you for that question. So, actually I'm very excited as well what will be next for me, but I'm really looking forward to get international and to work around the world as a model and to make modeling really like my full-time job. Yeah, so I'm very excited.
Yes, hold on to your dreams. It's gonna
Yes, that's.
happen at the right time.
Thank you.
Yes, and what is your advice for those young adults or young teenagers who dream to be a model as well and who wants to join future modeling contests like Asia's Next Top Model, Supermodel Me, Kumu's Next Top Model? There's a lot of modeling competitions here in Asia, in the Philippines, in the world. So what are your advices for those who dream to be a model as well?
Yeah, so my advices to all of you guys who want to become a model as well is don't give up, start dreaming, and always start on like lower part, like always start on doing collaborations and discovering more about the modeling industry, and yeah, keep on joining competitions if there are chances, especially nowadays there are a lot of online competitions. And if it's really for you, it will be for you. So do your best always and give your best, and you will achieve what you want to achieve. Well,
Yes,
you
that's true. Yes. As you've said,
know.
you've come a long way from Singapore, how now here in the Philippines, and now finally you're an L Scout model and a women's management model, right?
Right.
Yes, and the Kumu's Next Top Model Season 1 winner. So
Yeah.
just one request. Can you give us like a German word or teach us a German word? I want to learn a German word.
Ah, okay. Ah, anything?
Yeah,
You have a request?
anything. Yes.
Okay, I will give a phrase. Okay, vielen Dank an alle.
Again?
Vielen
Vielen
Dank.
Dank
Yeah, an alle.
an alle. Vielen Dank an alle. Dank
Yeah,
is
it means.
good, right?
Sorry.
Dank is good.
Thank. Fun, thank
Okay.
you.
Ah,
Yeah,
okay.
so vielen means a lot, and Dank is thank you, and an alam means on everyone, like thank you all for all, or thank you on all.
Vielen
Thank you to all. Yeah, sorry. Thank you to all.
Vielen Dank an allen. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. You're learning.
Yeah, I'm learning. So what is your message to your German viewers or listeners and supporters, fans? What do you want to say to your German fans and supporters?
Wow. I don't know if I have one. Yeah, to everyone who's watching, thank you for supporting me. And yeah, I hope you guys can follow me on my journey.
Yes, go ahead and invite them to your social media account and to your vlog on YouTube, right? You have a YouTube.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, thank you. So yeah, you can follow me on Instagram. It's Joe_Kempf, Joe_KEMPF. And you can follow me on, and you can subscribe me on my YouTube account. It's with my twin sister, which is Joe and Jen Twins. And also on our TikTok account, which is Joe and Jen Twins. Yeah. Thank you, Queer.
Oh, Mark. You have a twins. You should invite Jen Kempf as well. On your... Is Jen there?
No, she's sleeping right now.
Oh, too bad. All right. Thank you again, Joe, for joining us, our special podcast. Thank you, Joe. And to everyone listening right now, if you like our podcast, don't forget to subscribe and follow our podcast. And if you want to support, don't forget to support by paypal.me/ChristianGValencia. Thank you so much. Bye.
Thank you so much. Bye. Thank you.